الحمد لله المعطي برحمته وفضله المانع بحكمته وعدله أحمده سبحانه لا رد لأمره ولا معقب لحكمه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أفضل أنبيائه وخير رسله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. All thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I thank and glorify Him. He guided us to the best path and the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, with no partners or associates. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us as a favor and bounty from himself. O Allah, send prayers upon and have mercy for and bless Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions, and all those who follow in their footsteps until the Day of Judgment. In continuation of the series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'ullah al-Husna, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as-salam. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. He is Allah. There is no deity but Him. He is the King, the most pure, the perfect peace, the trustworthy, the safeguarder, the almighty, the compeller, the supremely great. Glory be to Allah above all the associate with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the good news of an eternal paradise to his believing servant. These servants are rewarded with a beautiful life, not only in the hereafter, but in this world as well. In Surah An-Nahl, verses 96 and 97, the translation means, "What is with you runs out, but what is with Allah goes on forever. Those who were steadfast will be recompensed according to the best of what they did. Anyone who acts rightly, male or female, being a believer, we will give them a good life and will recompense them according to the best of what they did." No doubt, the blissful life in both worlds manifests Allah's attribute of Salam upon His faithful servants. A believer who is devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does good deeds to attain his good pleasure will return to his Lord, well-pleasing and well pleased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes what such servants will find in the hereafter as follows. In Surah Al-Qaf, verses 31 to 35, and the garden will be brought closer to the bees, not far away. This is what you were promised. It is for every careful penitent, those who fear the All Merciful in the unseen, and come with a contrite heart, enter it in peace. This is the day of timeless eternity. They will have these everything. They want, and with us there is still more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attribute of salam is also his greeting to those who enter paradise. In Surah Yasin, verse 58, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, means peace, a word from a merciful Lord. This greeting is the greatest reward that believers will ever receive. For such people will be repaid for their steadfastness with the highest paradise, where they will meet with and welcome and with peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is salam. He has made this word beloved to us. He called our religion Islam. The thing that bring about salama. Salama is pure well-being. This is the greeting that he has chosen for this religion. All of us say to each other, Assalamu alaikum. May well-being be yours. This is a prayer for well-being, which is superior prayer to the other greetings like Hayyakallah. May Allah give you life. Life without well-being is a punishment. Life with well-being is good life. Assalamu alaikum is a prayer that we pray for each other, and also as declaration that we made to each other, through which we declare, I bid you no harm. I wish the good for you. You have peace with regard to me. You will not receive any evil from me, and you are safe from me. So, when you meet someone and he says, Assalamu alaikum, know that he is declaring that you are in peace with regard to him, and he is wishing only well-being to you. So you respond by saying, Wa alaikum salam, and upon you be peace. Or better, Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and upon you be the peace and mercy of Allah. Or Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and upon you be the peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islamic law, it is not obligatory to start a salam, but obligatory to answer the salam. It is a greeting of prayer, an announcement of brotherhood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this of greetings of assalamu alaikum is a greeting from Allah, full of blessings and very pure and godly. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings of salam, and we initiate salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وإذا جاءك الذين يؤمنون بآياتنا فقل سلام عليكم كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة أنه من عمل منكم سوءا بجهالة ثم تاب من بعده وأصلح فإنه غفور رحيم. When those who believe in our signs come to you, say, سلام عليكم. Peace be upon you. Your Lord has written, prescribed mercy for himself, so that if any of you does evil in ignorance, and thereafter repents, and does righteous good deeds by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then surely he is oft forgiving, most merciful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love each other. Shall I guide you to something if you do it, you will love each other? Spread the salam among yourselves. Paradise is called Darus Salam. It is free of all grief, death, worries, tensions, fatigues, enmity, hatred, and it is a place of safety. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. But Allah do call to the home of peace. He does guide whom He pleases to a way that is straight. In a paradise, it is the greetings of the angels and of them to each other. The dwellers of paradise will be greeted with salam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the angels, and by each other. They hear peace, peace. Illa qilan salaman salama. Only the saying peace, peace. The peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an atmosphere which sums up heaven even better than bliss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives salam to his slaves in paradise. Salamun qawlun min rabbin rahim. Peace, a word of salutation from a Lord most merciful. The words sums up the attainment of the final goal, for it explains the nature of the Most High. He is not only a Lord and a cherisher, but a Lord whose supreme glory is mercy, peace, and harmony. The slaves will receive the highest rooms in paradise because of their patience, and they get salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we see some people who are suffering a great deal, but they are calm and patient because of this peace and tranquility inside that Allah blesses them with. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيَلْقَوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. Those will be rewarded with the highest place in paradise. Because of their patience, therein they shall be met with greetings and the word of peace and respect. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهُدَى. Peace and security be upon the one who follows the guidance. Guidance is not just believing, but it is to follow the guidance and do the actions. As-salam is the possessor of salam. He is the one who gives salama to the slaves. We would not be living right now if he does not give us well-being, if he does not protect us from the danger of the elements and the danger within ourselves, the chemical factories inside our bodies. He is protecting us from the harm of that and give the good of that. Our connection with Islam is turning to Allah in everything and surrendering to Him with everything. There is nothing that you are free from needing Him. Our realization of this name is that people are safe from and with us. It is to have a wholesome heart, the heart that does not have hatred against others, but there is peace, and a sound heart, the heart that is free of disease, such as rancor, envy, arrogance, pride, and other blameworthy traits, perpetually until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The Muslim is the one other Muslims are in state of salama with regards to his tongue and his hands. A true Muslim is other Muslims are safe. Other Muslims are in well-being and they have nothing to fear from his tongue and his hands. If he cannot do that much, then he does not get the least meanings of salama." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "Who is the righteous person?" He replied, "He is the one who does not conceal evil and does not harm even an ant." When we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah at the end of the prayer, it is a complete spread of well-being, peace to the right, to the angels and people, peace to the left, to the angels and people. Allahumma anta as-salam, wa minka as-salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalal wal ikram. O Allah, you are al-salam, and from you is all peace. Blessed are you, O possessor of majesty and honor. We should make this dua after prayer, along with Astaghfirullah, I seek Allah's forgiveness. It is as if we are saying, O Allah, if my prayer was not proper, if there was anything you did not like, keep me safe from its consequences. Protect me from my shortcomings. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. السلام means the one who is free from defects and shortcomings, whose qualities are above deficiencies, whose deeds are free from evil. Since he is as such, there can be neither peace nor security in existence without him. Salam means peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty has said, means, and Allah invites to the abode of peace, meaning paradise. Anyone who abides therein will have been saved from agony and perdition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and if he is one of those on the right hand, then peace to you from those on the right hand. That is, rest assured that they are enjoying peace and tranquility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty praised Yahya, John the Baptist, by saying, means, and peace be upon him on the day he was born. The most precious situations to which human beings are exposed are three: the time of birth, the time of death, and the time of the resurrection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Yahya in all these three situations, granting him peace, safety, and security against their oaths. He saved him from the perils of all these three situations and granted him security against fear. Muslims are repeatedly enjoined by the Holy Quran to disseminate peace and to be receptive to those who offer it. All who believe, enter into peace, one and all. And if they incline to peace, do incline to it too, and trust in Allah and the servants of Al-Rahman are the ones who walk on earth humbly. And when the ignorant ones addresses them, they say, Salam, peace. And when those who believe in our signs come to you, say, peace be upon you. Your Lord has obtained mercy on himself. So turn away from them and say, peace, for they shall soon come to know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala salam is his speech. Likewise, the Messenger of Allah used to quite often enjoin the believers to disseminate the greetings of peace among them. There are numerous traditions testifying to this fact. Among them are the following: As-salamu min as-salam. The greeting of peace is an integral part of the greet of Islam. Afshu as-salam, taslamu. Disseminate the greeting of peace among you so you may achieve peace and security. Whoever upholds three things will have combined in him the meanings of conviction. Number one, fairness to his own self. Number two, disseminating of the greeting of peace to everyone. Number three, spending wisely out of what he saved. Afshu salam baynakum. Disseminate the greetings of peace among you. In one of his supplications, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Lord, make us harboring of peace to your friends. The Holy Quran tells us that the name of paradise is Darus Salam, the abode of peace. He, glory and exaltation to him, says, they shall have the abode of peace with their Lord, and he is their guardian because of what they did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the greetings of the believers when they meet him peace. He says, their salutation on the day they meet him shall be salam, peace. Referring to the believers, he says the following in Surah Al-Ra'd: the gardens of perpetual abode which they will enter along with those who do good deeds from among their parents and spouses and offsprings. And the angels will enter upon them from every gate, saying, peace be on you, because you were constant. How excellent then is the issue of a bowl. Thauban, the servant of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished his prayers, he would seek forgiveness of Allah three times, saying, Lord, you are the peace. From you is the peace. Glory to you. Greatness and honor are in you. Allahumma aslih lana dinana alladhi huwa asmat amrina. واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آملنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون وأقم الصلاة. الله أكبر.